Frank McGeever, Reel 3. So you've just arrived at Cherbourg.
Yes.
And you see the Lancastria.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What was the port like at that moment? Was it very busy?
Oh, very busy. Very busy. And
were there many ships in?
There's only that big one, Lancastria. So I went up the gangway. So I stopped halfway up. I said, oh, I'll wait till the rest of the boys get up. We'll all keep together. So I'm waiting halfway up the gangway. And the officer came over with a revolver, poking in my ribs. Who are you? Who are you? I said, Black Watch. Don't know anything at all about you. Get off, get off, get off. Oh, sorry. Get off, get off. I was put off that ship. And when my friends did catch up with me, I explained, I says, oh, I was on the ship all right, I said, but I thought I'd wait and get us all together. And then I explained to them about being put off. And they said, there's 30 and 30 big U-boats waiting you there. The humour again, you see?
Yeah,
it's all,
sorry.
It's all saying how black things were. The humour was always there.
Yeah.
Well, that ship,
do you know which regiment the officer was off from?
No. No, I'd like to have met him.
Yeah.
And
so that ship set sail, did it?
Aye.
You saw her go out?
So go out, no. And unfortunately, I was told later that it'd been sunk.
Really? Mm. What was going on? Could you hear any guns or at this time?
We were bombed.
Right.
Later on, when Lancaster sailed away, we were just hoping for the best, hoping someone would come up. So it was getting dark, and a wee ship came in, small steam packet. So I got on this steam packet, with the chaps, and it was packed anyway. So I went for water, seen a tap, but it was hot water. And
who were you with? Which friends were you with?
A draft of Black Watch chaps, like myself, you see.
Not ones you knew personally?
No. These are all Black Watch chaps. They've been by a group. And we go on that wee ship, and some bombs dropped, but they missed us. And the wee ship sailed off as it was almost dark. And we landed at what bay was this now? A small bay in the south of England. Mm-hmm. Oh, name will come to me again. But the nearest place is Bournemouth. Mm-hmm. If you remember, a small bay near Bournemouth.
Yeah, not Poole Harbour.
Poole.
Poole.
Poole, that's it. Poole, that's right.
Was that the home port for this ship, was it?
I don't know. Mm. And they get us all off, I suppose, you see. Yeah. And we got a bus, a double-decker bus from Poole. First of all, we were put in the speedboats. And the speedboats took us over to the shore. And we owned this double-decker bus, took us to Alma Road School, Bournemouth.
Were you very relieved to be back?
Oh.
Because how long were you at Cherbourg? Some hours.
About 6 hours, maybe.
Right, yeah. And
5 or 6 hours, maybe.
And were there lots of other troops arriving there at the time? Yeah. So you must have felt quite lucky to have got back to England.
Oh, very, very lucky, yes.
So you were put in Alma Road School.
Alma Road School, yes. And well, the people are very nice. I'll give them a due. They're very nice. And a policeman stopped me. He said, Jock, he says, how are they doing you up there at the school? I said, oh, doing fine, but I said, plate of sandwiches and tea. And here, Jock. No, I says, no. I says, I wouldn't do that. They want to give me money. And the townspeople, we went to the cinema. They wouldn't take the fare off us, the entrance money, and worked in the bus for him too. Never had it so good.
Had you heard about the evacuation?
At that time?
Or at that moment, you know?
When we were on the way up to some place anyway, and they said there are still British troops fighting in France. Well, no, you're fighting, chase me, chase for here, and chase for there. And the French, I think I mentioned the French here, we passed as many French soldiers on trucks with a bottle in one hand and the thumbs down the side. Ah, you tell you old froggy so and so. The boys again, the humour. Get back, you old froggy so and so. And they'll be on notice,
yeah. Yeah. So, how long were you at Armour Road School?
It's a few days, that was all. Mm-hmm. The Rangers first day, get trains, etc., for up north.
So where did you get sent then?
Went to the borders in Berwick.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Arrived in Berwick.
And were you put back with the 4th Battalion now?
No, not yet. No. They got a leave. Now, they gave us a leave there too, in Berwick. They reported back to the Palace Hotel, Callander.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So you had to leave for how long?
It's 40 hours leave.
Oh, right.
40 hours leave.
So you got back to the Palace Hotel Calendar?
The Palace Hotel, which was occupied by the 1st Battalion. See? Well, the 4th Battalion, by this time, unknown to me, were at Gales Camp in Ayrshire. Gales. Mm-hmm. And they were reforming. So I volunteered to go back to my home battalion, the force.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So did you get sent to the Gales Camp?
I arrived at Gales Camp, mm-hmm. And the boys are for their humour again. Ring a ring of roses. The red caps are all around the camp. 4th battalion had got 40 hours leave too, you see. And me going with him, I was ready to go. I had my 40 hours leave, the 1st battalion in the calendar. Mm. I had mine. So when we chap, Eddie McGarry, when Eddie McGarry wrote a letter, there was lipstick on the back of the envelope. See? His wife was so devoted to Eddie. He says, "Zero, I like it, I see my before I go." I said, "What's it cost, Eddie?" I said, "Half a crown." "Here, there you are, Eddie." I said, "I want you to see your wife." So poor wee Eddie goes away up, all his way, about a couple of hours away from the camp. They come back, he's nearly crying. In fact, I see the red caps at every road end. Keep the whole battalion in.
So he couldn't get out to see his wife. That's right,
yeah. That's a pity. Yeah. So we went to the...
Have the Black Watch been causing trouble that you've got the red caps all the way around?
So you come out of France and you've 40 hours leave. Well, 40 hours leave is not much. And they wanted longer. And that was the way they showed their disapprovement.
So what did they do? How did they show
this? Oh, we left here. I left Gales Camp right down to Southampton.
So how long were you at Gales Camp, just briefly?
A couple of days, maybe.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm. And you went down to Southampton?
Southampton, yes. Yeah. And we were in the Athlone Castle.
Did you know where you were going?
Well, only you were going abroad, that was all. And The funny thing too, while we were in Southampton, the residents were Eastern kit, topies, the jacket, and the shirt, and the trousers. It's funny. And what do you walk about Southampton with these things on? So then they say, hand them in. So we handed them in. Oh no, they didn't hand, sorry. They took the hats and they sold them to Gibraltar. That was the next stop.
Gibraltar.
Yeah, North on the Castle.
How crowded was it on there? What sort of a ship was it?
It was a P&O leader. And the lords, the waiters there. See, this ship had come in, desk clippers, shipping, and the crew were all there. So the boys were down the landing, and oh, this is great. Oh, no, that's a good. They caught it, don't they, again, Bokshi. In the Zen Hall, you see, oh, that was great, sir. That was brilliant. Any mayor? That's Jock. Yeah, Jock. Well, we're getting the mayor, you see, we never had so good. But the next day, we were dinner in the ship, back to Arna Lake again. With all the creation was there. And that ship was bombed too, but we weren't hit. Arslan Castle.
So you must have been quite apprehensive going out to Southampton. I mean, there were U-boats about, weren't there?
Yes, I was sailed enough, bombed, and the alarm had went.
Sorry?
The alarm, U-boat alarm had went, but they were lucky anyway, and we arrived at Gibraltar.
Right. Did you land at Gibraltar?
That's it.
Right. So what was that like?
Oh, the rock was bare, and we were 2 years and 8 months in Gibraltar.
Were you?
A lot of hard work.
Well.
Not doing any fighting, but hard, hard work.
Yeah. So tell me about when you landed at Gibraltar, where did they take you straight away?
Up the rock.
Up the rock.
Mm-hmm.
Whereabouts?
Yeah. the first night, South Barracks. There were just a few nights in South Barracks. And I put up to the galleries up the rock, the galleries. C Company, I was C Company.
So what did they tell you about when you first got there, about how the rock was used and what was inside the rock and what the job of the military was there? Did they explain how important Gibraltar was?
It was all work parties. Work, guard. Work. Never done any fighting, but it was hard work. Making tunnels.
Right. And how were you digging tunnels?
Blasting them. The old cannonballs you've seen in the Spanish period, and roll them out, and the old cannon too, heave, inches at a time, heave. It's really hard work.
Yeah.
Getting them all out and replacing them with modern weapons. And they made an hospital in here. There was an hospital, a big waterworks, big water reservoir, and the bunk beds, everything was here.
Was this in the caves?
In the rock, huh?
Yeah.
Leading a train running from one side rock to the other, like the old tanks.
Yeah. So, did you fear that the rock would be invaded?
Well, if the rock had been, if Franco had decided to go with Jerry, I think it would have been a shell shock. Or the thump vibrating all through the galleries, you see. And there'd been no water, too. But that's why they went for water right away. And just recently, the Spaniards cut the water off a few years ago.